play too. I very often remembered my mom saying, just wait until
you're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
All right, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know, I may need a song to open up this program that's a little more jazzed up. I don't know. You know, maybe one of those clappy, happy, jumpy, shouty kind of a songs, because, you know, I come in here in the morning, I'm just ready to shout hallelujah.
Well, you know, we have the ability to do that.
We can do that.
We need orders from the, not the throne room, but your chair.
We need some orders. Yeah, we want to jazz up that incoming entry a little bit. You are listening to Wednesday Live. It's WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. It is just about a minute and a few seconds past 11 o'clock, and we're going to have a great morning. I have in the studio Tim and Maria Widrow, and they're going to be talking about a great season of fasting that is getting ready to start right away. And I have online my dear friend, John Nelson. John, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you guys?
Blessed and highly favored. Exactly.
Same here.
John, you've been very...
See, that's that mindset that we have to carry with us, even though it's cold out.
Cold out. That's right. For a Floridian, a natural Floridian, you know, a gator bite, this kind of weather, it's sort of like, you know, we have 50 inches of snow on the ground and, you know, it's below zero. But anyhow, this is the way we do it in Florida, right?
This is how we do it, baby. Shorts by noon.
That's it. Yeah, maybe even a short sleeve by noon as well. Yeah. I left the jacket in the vehicle this morning thinking this was really nice to put my jacket on and get to wear it a couple times a year. John, listen, I know that you have been doing some awesome things with families. You are with FamiliesRecover.org, and I want you just to give us a thumbnail of the ministry that God has put upon your heart to raise up, and I know you've had some exciting things happen with a bunch of kids.
You know, we're 12 years deep. We started as Families Against Drunk Driving, some personal stuff that went on, and soon after was a 501c3. And
hang on, John. You're cutting out. I don't know if it's where you're located or what. Our connection is not good.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get off of Bluetooth.
All right, that'll help.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No.
No.
That was not better, John.
It wasn't better if you had headphones on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna demand your full attention so we can get. We just cracked up the whole studio here, John.
You think that woke some people up out there on the radio?
Hey, I think so. Hey, this is live radio. What can I say? Yeah, you know, we just come together as God's kids, and we talk about the goodness of our God and what he's doing. So, John, tell us a little bit about Families Recover and what that's about, and then what's just taken place and what you're up to this year.
You know, we started Families Against Drunk Driving a while back, 12, 13 years ago. Shortly became a 501c3 nonprofit because that brings you some credibility. As a matter of fact, it brings you a lot of credibility. And then when the opiate and heroin thing took off and was really killing a lot of people, we added FamiliesRecover.org. And that's pretty much been our call sign since. You know, there's nothing in the world, whether it's domestic violence, mental health, drugs, alcohol, you know, it covers such a far spectrum. You know, and with us being drug, alcohol, and human trafficking, we've really thought that was a really fitting name for us. you know, we've been involved with treatment centers over the years. Over the last 5 years, God put it on my heart to get more involved with kids and the families and people that are actually doing some astonishing things after that world. We've had a few women in your studio that we actually rescued from the streets. Two of them that actually called your radio station to get the get my phone number. So, I mean, it's really good stuff. We did celebrate our 11th year with the Miami Heat. We were the nonprofit of the game last week. We took 250 people down. And we actually invited a couple other nonprofits locally. Project Lift, who does an incredible job. You know, a couple foster care places. And then we brought in some people from Broward County and some people from Miami. So we had a whole section filled up with us. And, you know, it's so cool to sit there and watch the kids and watch the people that are getting their lives back together, be able to get spoiled a little bit. You know, the Miami Heat does a really good job of that with all the nonprofits. We're not special by no means, but they treat their nonprofits really well, and they make it a pretty comfortable event. And we're just blessed. You know, the kids really look forward to it every year, and that's something we're going to continue doing. We are thinking about doing a 5-10K at Hell Patioque in July, a running event to raise some more awareness and raise some money. You know, raising money is one of the hardest things that we do. I mean, people, these things are great, and you know as well as I do. I mean, running a radio station on donations, it's a constant battle. So we're actually reaching out this year more into maybe seeking some grant money. You know, we were able to cover the event. We talked about this last time I was in the studio. God never lets us down. In the last week of the event, we were short about $3,200. And you know what showed up? 3,000 of it. So to put on an event that size with that many moving parts and only be short a couple hundred dollars, and you know, we can find a couple hundred dollars pretty much anywhere. So it's just a blessing. God never lets me down. You know, we've added Kelly. You know, Kelly is a great friend of the radio station. She's come on board our nonprofit's board to take over the women aspect. You know, we are firm believers that men should be counseling men and women should be counseling women. And I've watched that young lady for the last 7 years. Just she goes overboard about giving herself to women that are really in need of somebody.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Just overboard. And, you know, she's not the only one. There's a lot of other people all over the world. You know, there's a lot of, we hear so many bad things on the TV and the radio and whatever, the church, the bar, the gym, the airport, whatever, but there is a lot of good stuff going on. There really
God's
is. I believe that we're on the pinnacle of a revival, not only here, but all over the world.
I believe that. I believe that.
You know, and we need it.
We do need it. We do need it. So, John,
you know,
200 and
big fundraising. So, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I was just going to say, 250 kids. You moved those kids down to the game.
We had some people took Brightline and took donations for that. We had buses, full buses.
Wow.
I'm trying to get that Coastal Bus Lines in the studio. They're a Christian-based, family-owned bus line, and
excellent.
I had the. We stumbled onto them. I don't even know how. I know how. God put them in my path. And driving down with them, they had the wife and the husband, who's the team that actually owns this, and they turned out to be powerful Christians. And Tim from Kitty Church was on board with us, and it turned out that they knew each other from Morningside School.
Awesome.
So, you know, I love to talk about the other people that are blessing other people.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so much. There's a lot of good stuff going on. I mean, we're really looking forward to maybe getting into some grant money this year. Maybe some Miami. You know, I got my son finally working the company a little bit more. Everything takes time.
So, John, what's on the calendar for this year for people that they listen in? You know, a lot of people listen, and we know how radio or any message is, whether it's a pastor speaking in a church or whether it's, you know, on-air ministry. We know that many times the message goes out several times before someone responds, but sometimes it's good at the beginning of the year to just kind of lay it out and say, this is what God's given us this year that we're going to be focusing on. Join us in prayer. What does your calendar look like?
You know, we're looking at helping more single moms and single dads that have really broke their backs to turn their life around, get into vehicles. you know, we were able to provide three last year. That's something that God's really put on my heart. You know, it's hard to do anything and raise a family without transportation. I mean, rents are high, food is high, everything's high. You know, so we're definitely going to partner more with the Heat this year. Everyone's prodding me to do another golf tournament because, you know, I love watching you play golf. And maybe the 5K to raise some awareness and raise some money. So, I mean, it's always a full-time job trying to do that. And familiesrecovered.org, we're blessed. We've been on the station now for 4 years. You know, anyone out there that's got a business, like we just Luke Lewis is now advertising his real estate business on the air.
Great.
And he came on board one time to talk about his Christian testimony along with his partner.
Yep.
You know, if you want to advertise on a radio station that's meeting 7 counties, 7 million people, this is the one, you know, 89.9. And dollar for dollar, I never question the fact that that bill gets paid every month.
Amen. And actually,
it's like you had said, it takes traction. It takes time.
It does.
People put out a couple dollars or a couple messages, and even us being 12 years old, you never stop advertising.
Right. Right.
You know, me being a renovator and a general contractor locally, it's the same thing with that. You know, I'm either selling it or I'm sitting at home twiddling my thumbs.
Right.
And right. God loves busy people.
He does. He does. Well, we love Luke. The great program they've brought on air. So thank you, John, for that. And you know, you're one of our strong promoters when you come on air and talk about it. And I'll tell you, when you brought into the studio the lady whose life, you know, you bring these people in whose lives have been changed. These are real people that made a phone call, and some of them heard about you through us and you know, through your little promo here on WCNO, and you know, God saving lives. It's an awesome thing. Well, John, we love you.
You know,
we thank God for you.
When I want you guys to have a great day, and I know you got to get on to the next program, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, good deal. John, should we direct people to go online and look at the pictures and the video from your most recent trip?
www.familiesrecover.org. We just posted the pictures from this event. We also are adding a page for sober coaching. We're certified sober coaches. If there's anybody out there listening right now that's down dark, needle in hand, bottle of vodka in hand, you call my phone number, 772-285-5828. I promise you there's an answer.
Give that number again. You give it really fast like you know it already.
Can you believe that? 14, 15 years, same phone number, 772-285-5828. It's not as dark as you think.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, we love you. We thank God for you. And one of these days, I'm going to want you to come on air and talk a little bit about how God has just lengthened your life. And I know you're a brother that's you know, that's been through some real serious heart conditions and other challenges. And I, in fact, I was just talking with a team this morning that we're wanting to communicate more that God many times we'll find somebody who has a willingness to serve, to be involved, and he'll find somebody maybe that from the world's perspective, maybe you don't have everything going for you. But that's what God does. He finds the pieces in the gutter and picks us up, cleans us up, and puts us on his highway, and what a blessing it is.
Amen.
Some of the strongest people in the Old Testament.
That's it. That's it. Well, John, as always, we love to talk with you, and we'll be looking for updates as we move along through the year. And, you know, I thought you had canceled all the golfing because you actually got me out on the course with you, and that was like once in 10 years.
You're and not that important, buddy. And you're not that horrible, by the way.
Well, I think I may have either I saw it or I dreamed that people were running for cover when I got up to swing. I'm not sure.
You guys have a great day.
John, we love you.
God bless.
Bye. All right. Bye, John. Hey, great to have John Nelson with us. Families Recover. Is it Families Recover? Families Recover.
Plural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Families. I'm looking right at it here. Familiesrecover.org. And watch that video. Look at what they're doing. And I love their vision. And it is, let's reach the kids before they're in jail. Let's reach them before their lives are destroyed.
Exactly.
And let's find somebody that needs to experience the love of God, and introduce them to the love of God, you know. And so this is just another one of those really great ministries. John's a great friend. I wanted to mention an event that's coming up at the Grace Place. This church is located on Salerno Road right here in Martin County in Stewart, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road. Actually, this church, many, many, many years ago, my wife and I, we were still in college when we first visited. At that time, it was called Community Bible Chapel. Today, it's the Grace Place. And my wife and I enjoyed those years in the church. And we're involved in bus ministries and a lot of different things. But the church is going to have a great men's event. It's called No Regrets. It's coming up. Let's see the dates here. It's got to say it someplace. I'm looking for the dates. Here it is, February the 1st. Saturday, February the 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can go to thegraceplace.com/no regrets, thegraceplace.com/no regrets for more information. Again, No Regrets, a men's conference, and it's going to be a simulcast. It's going to be right here in Martin County. Great event. Wouldn't be far to drive up from Jupiter down south. Mm-hmm. And so this would be a great event that's coming up. So that's going to be coming up in February. And we are going to have Dave Cantrell, a friend going all the way back to my my childhood, literally knew the Cantrells all the way back when we first, shortly after we moved to town in the 50s, so probably met them in the 60s. But great event coming up. Dave Cantrell is going to be with us, as well as I think a couple guests, and we're looking forward to sharing with them. That'll be on a Wednesday Live. All right, Tim and Maria Wydrow right here in the studio. Woohoo!
In person.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now we're talking about, I know it's called fasting, but I'm going to say it's a season of feasting on Jesus.
Yes.
Because our fasting is truly a feast. Yeah. And, you know, we have to kind of figure out how that works at dinner time, because we don't starve ourselves. We're actually just changing the way we eat. But Tim and Maria, how many years? 4 or 5 years you all have been coming in? 5 years now?
5 years, yeah.
And so the fast, when's it start, Maria?
The fast is going to start tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But doesn't mean that you cannot start any time.
Yes.
Through the month.
That's a good point. You know what I was thinking? Because actually my wife and I, we started Monday of this week. And so we're on, you know, we're getting geared up, you know, so we kind of grow into it. We started a little early. Some in our congregation do a 40-day fast. And some in the community may do that. Mm-hmm. Some may only do a 7-day fast. But this is a 21-day fast. It starts tomorrow, and it's going to run for the next 21 days. And it's a Daniel fast, and there's some great resources available. And so we want to get started. Maria, I know you said this morning we have a great testimony coming from your husband, Tim.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited. He's going to share it.
He's going to share.
Yeah.
And so we want to just direct you, if you're at a computer, you can go to a website.
DanielFast.org.
DanielFast.org. And I want you to know that I have a manual, a Daniel Fast manual, right here in my hand. I'm looking at it. Y'all see it? It's right here.
Yeah,
it's right
here.
Yeah, the doodle
and
one.
It says doodle. How do we say that?
Doodle.
Doodle. Okay. We have the doodle model.
Yes.
I love it.
And what is the difference between, you know, this one over here, I think, is the alligator hunter's model. But what is this one?
That's a special one.
Special.
That's a special one for people who likes to draw all the time.
There you go.
Or they want to doodle. So sometimes if you like to take a phone number, you find yourself doodling. Mm-hmm. You're a doodler.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then you are a doodler. We might need to have a test to determine the doodlers and the non-doodlers.
Yes.
We might need to have a test. But incidentally, you call, Karen, give us the phone numbers. You call right now. We have a doodle model.
Which is orange.
Which is orange. And we are going to give this one away. Thank you, Tim and Maria. This was provided. We had it in our store here at the office. We're going to make this one available for free to the person who calls. First caller.
That's right. Call 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Now, this is a daily prayer journal. It is a guide to the Daniel fast. It is a 21-day guide. Tell us what's in this book.
This book is designed to lead you step by step, every single day, what you're going to do as far as going like devotional. First of all, the book is divided in a couple parts. First is a guiding section that is going to tell you about what is Daniel fast and how to fast and pray.
Yep.
So we encourage everyone to get a partner. One or two or three or five, doesn't matter how many, you can make you a small group and you can start doing it so we can support each other. You need a support system.
Encouragement.
You need a community that is going to be around in accountability too.
That's good.
So, and also when you have a partner, don't get into the types of suggestions. That's why the prayer is for, you know. So that's a very important, just to pray and to be together in the community. So the next one is a fasting section. So when you go to the fasting section of the manual, this has become more like a manual right now. And then when you go on the first day, you're going to start, get spiritually ready. So you stay sitting with your partners and say, I'm going to be spiritually ready. And you have to pray. You have to choose your prayers. What you're praying for forgiveness, for salvation of family, or breakthrough, or anything that is coming to your life that you like to address. So if you have no idea what to do in that part of the guide, you turn the back of the guide. We have a section is called toolbox, spiritual toolbox, that giving you an idea how you can actually insert from day one to day seven, what you're going to pray for it, what is your goals for your body, mind, and spirit, what is your meal plan ideas, because you have to be ready. You don't want to be tempted. You don't want to cook all day long or figure it out, oh, I'm hungry, what I'm going to eat now, and search for a food. And remember, Daniel fast is not a starvation diet.
It's a
fast is a partial fast. It's a partially you fasting when you abstain from food that you're not supposed to eat, what Daniel doesn't eat in the time of capture, Babylonian capture. So also the book starts with devotional, and the devotional can be chosen by you, whatever you like to read as a devotional, or you can also doodle the left side of the book. It's a little verses that you're going to meditate on. Or also, if you already have a book before and you like to do something else, you can go in the back. There is a called prayer calendar. You can take a verse from there.
Okay.
And then you have a Bible study. So you have to go to a Bible study. That is a good one. And that one, you can to choose either with your partner, with your group, or your church, or whatever you have a community that you're going to join. And then the next things, you have a praying chain. So you write it down with your partner, who you're going to pray, for what you're going to pray. And then you have a section, it's called Conversation with My Lord, is journaling. That I suggest you to write two, three sentences or a paragraph every day of this section, so you can see how God is intervening with your life. Because we have a tendency to forget. We only remember bad things sometimes, but, you know.
Right.
So there is no bad journaling here.
That's good.
This is repeat through the 3 weeks period. In the end of the book, you're going to see all this. And then you have addition as a bonus. If you continue to pray and fast once a week or twice a week, you have also section for that. It's called Hungry for God, My Prayer and Fasting Day, which is through the whole year. Could be, depends how long you're going to pray and fast. And the last one is the toolbox. Toolbox, you have a list of 21 Daniel fast foods, followed by suggested meal plans. And then you have how to, in Bible study, plan ideas. So you can take these ideas and just insert them where they belong, or you can make your own. Yeah.
And now this manual is available.
This menu is available, and Tim is going to explain more about
good, that. He's going to talk about that.
He's going to talk about that.
You know, I'm excited about this season. I was not as excited when God started dealing with me about fasting back several years ago.
Nobody is.
You know, because my body says, no!
Nobody is. I don't know anybody who said, oh, I'm...
Yeah, right. That just said, hey, I'm going to sign up. But after many years, it's now many years, my wife and I, as a family, many times my son will also fast with us. And he may not do it exactly the way we do, but, you know, as far as all the details. And I don't do this out of law. I do it because I can. And I do this because I have seen such favor when we pursue God at the first of the year. We give God our tithe. That's called, you know, out of our income, what comes in. We honor God with what comes in. I have a brother in the church. He talks about when he was hired. It was a great promotion, a new company, a new job. He gave his first paycheck as a first fruits offering. He had been in a Bible study. They were talking about first fruits, and God just put it on his heart to do that. Not out of law. But he said, you know what? I want to honor God. God has blessed me with this new job, and I want to give this job to God. And, you know, it's turned out to be a tremendous blessing, a tremendous ministry, mission field for him. But he talks about that, how honoring God, pursuing God. I don't remember, I won't mention the pastor's name, the leader, but it was a well-known leader, national leader, who made a statement. He said, any time in my ministry when I found I was a little dry, spiritually dry, mm-hmm. you know, reading the word, still praying, ministering, doing all those things we do, but just not sensing the presence of the Lord in a real and life-changing way as many times in his life he had. He said when those dry seasons would come, it was the desert time. He said there was never a time in my years of ministry that 3 days of fasting would not restore the full presence of God in my life. It's not that God left. He said, I had to realize I was the one that got busy. I had things come into my life. You may be listening today, and maybe you are at one of those places in your life. Maybe you have a son or a daughter that needs Jesus. Maybe a neighbor you're praying for. Maybe a coworker. It may be your spouse. It may be you. You may just need to press into God. In fact, we all need to do this. But I would encourage you to press into the presence of God and make fasting, if God so leads, a tool to do that. All right, Tim, we want to hear a little bit of your story because God has worked in your own life in a tremendous way. And so tell us about it.
Well, I have been blessed with health 60 some odd years. I won't mention exactly how many.
At least 60 years, right?
Yeah, never been in the hospital. Never
really.
Never have any health problems. No medication. Nothing.
No surgery.
No surgeries.
No teeth.
I broke my collarbone playing hockey when I was a kid, but that's it. And then, after years and years and years of incredible health and God's blessings on me, for whatever reason, I had a bout of serious depression. An anxiety that came upon me about...
It was heavy, wasn't it?
Very heavy. Very heavy spirit. I lost about 40 pounds. I went from like 180, well, I guess it was 35, went down to like 150 pounds, which I'm 6 feet tall, just so you know. So 150 pounds is very thin for me.
Mm-hmm. This was serious?
It was serious. I didn't feel like eating. It was... a cloud. I'm not quite sure exactly how you would explain that.
Maria, how did you see this season?
The season I see, it's inexplainable. It is inexplainable. I say my husband get like a cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Cuckoo, yeah. Get somehow, you know, in the Bible we talk about Nebuchadnezzar when he was 7 years in a wilderness.
Yes.
And he started eating all this stuff that's not supposed to eat.
Right.
That's how I view my husband. I say, what happened to this man? I think I have no idea. He has dementia, Alzheimer's, or I don't know what is happening. Or he has something brain, or he has something incredibly, absolutely secret disease.
You had lost your husband.
I lost my husband, and the interesting part is we are working together, and he know the passwords.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I have no idea how to get in a computer. I don't know how to get in a bank.
What was the cause, Tim? I mean, you know.
Jonathan, I still don't know.
It was spiritual, wasn't it?
It was
spiritual, but manifest in a very physical way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, looking back, it may have been a time for the Lord to
reset
my life, my goals, my mission, my mindset moving forward, that I needed to make a change. But I didn't know that at the time. We went to doctors, we went to psychologists, and went through counseling. Thankfully, I said, you know, I have a problem, I need help. And if anybody's out there right now who needs help, please ask for it from some professional. Because that is step one. You got to admit it. It's like repentance with the Lord. You have to say, I've sinned against you. I need to repent.
Yes.
I have to ask for that repentance. And, of course, he's faithful to forgive. So people were the same. We have to ask for help. When you have a problem, ask for help. So we did, and my wife, being incredibly supportive, took me to doctors, and we went to different doctors and psychologists. We even went to the Alzheimer's Association to see if I had dementia.
Sure.
Yeah, I went through the test. Yeah.
So it's better to face the reality of what you have than to ignore it. On this point, many years ago, I had a young man in the congregation that had a physical condition that started manifesting. And it was challenging, and it was scary to him, really. And after several weeks, I said, why don't you confront this and try to find out what it is? He said, well, I'm afraid, and he started naming what he thought it was. He thought it was the result of his past sinful life that was coming upon him. And actually, there was a very simple cure, and eventually, I said, listen, in Christ, you're a new creation. Why don't you confront this, knowing that God has a solution for you, and that if you seek him, he will reveal that solution. And that's what happened. So, okay, this was going on in your life. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to go to a song that simply says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And listen, family, God is able to meet your need. Maybe you just tuned in today. Maybe you don't even know why you are listening to WCNO at 89.9. Maybe you never listened to this station. But you're listening today because God is not only able, God wants to engage your life in a deliverance, recovery, and a blessing program. This new year is not a new year to experience old things. Why not make a plan? Make a determination, make a decision, whether you're 10 years old or 50 years old or 100 years old, that you're going to grow forward with God in this year. And fasting is one of those ways to do it, and we are going to get to this song. But before we do it, play the song, I want to read something, and this happened because one of our prayer focuses is what? The government.
The government, there is.
Of course.
You're talking about personal health and breakthrough in families. I know, Maria, you talk about people coming to Christ and spiritual breakthroughs. But I believe that we need to continue to pray for our nation, for revival, for the awakening, because it is taking place, but we need to be much in prayer for this to continue. Yep. And so I'm going to go all the way back. This took place, on the 12th day of August, 1861. And let me just read it to you.
I remember it well.
You remember it well. So your memory is working perfectly.
Yeah.
By the President of the United States of America. Listen, this is back when our schools recognized and our nation and national leaders recognized that God was sovereign. And here it is, a proclamation. Whereas a joint committee of both houses of Congress has waited on the President of the United States and requested him to recommend a day of public humiliation, prayer, and fasting to be observed by the people of the United States with religious solemnities and the offering of fervent supplications to Almighty God for the safety and welfare of these states, his blessings on their arms, and a speedy restoration of peace. And whereas it is fit and becoming in all people at all times to acknowledge and revere the supreme government of God, to bow in humble submission to his chastisements, to confess and deplore their sins and transgressions in the full conviction that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and to pray with all fervency and contrition for the pardon of their past offenses and for a blessing upon their present and prospective action. And whereas when our own beloved country, once by the blessing of God united, prosperous, and happy, is now afflicted with a faction and civil war, it is peculiarly fit for us to recognize the hand of God in this terrible visitation, and in sorrowful remembrance of our own faults and crimes as a nation and as individuals, to humble ourselves before him and to pray for his mercy, to pray that we may be spared further punishment, though most justly deserved, that our arms may be blessed and made effectual for the reestablishment of law, order, and peace throughout the wide extent of our country, and that the inestimable boom of civil and religious liberty earned under his guidance and blessings by the labors and sufferings of our fathers may be restored in its original excellence. Therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, do appoint the last Thursday in September next as a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting for all the people of the nation. And I do earnestly recommend to all the people, and especially to all ministers and teachers of religion of all denominations, and to all heads of families, to observe and keep that day according to their several creeds and modes of worship, in all humility and with all religious solemnity, to the end that the united prayer of the nation may ascend to the throne of grace and bring down plentiful blessings upon our country. In testimony whereof, I hereto set my hand and cause the seal of the United States to be affixed. This was back when we had leaders that said we're in the mess we're in because we have turned away from God.
Yes.
And I pray, truth. I pray that the incoming leaders, I pray this over every change of offices. So you may sit there and go, oh, well, you know, he's this, he's that. No, let me tell you, this is where our nation was, and this is why we've been blessed. We must return to God.
To God.
And simply praying is not enough. We need repentance.
Repentance.
Repentance means you change direction. And when you change direction, God is able to bring a refreshing and a healing to the land. Yeah. That's from President Abraham Lincoln, and of course from the leadership that was in place. And they recognized that their behavior had consequences. And let me tell you, our godless, rebellious behavior has had consequences in our land. We're talking about prayer and fasting.
Yes.
It starts when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, prayer and fasting
tomorrow.
Starting. We here at WCNO are going to be encouraging you every week to be a part. You can start any day. You can continue with us, and it's going to run for 21 days, and we encourage you to be a part of the solution. Many people are part of the problem. Let's be a part of the solution.
Yes.
Going to go to the song. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
If they see my face and turn from their sins, I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they see my face and turn from their sins, I will heal, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. My eyes shall be open, and my ears will attend to the prayers that are spoken from the hearts of humble men. I have chosen and blessed you, that my name may be yours. I've set my heart upon you, and my love will always endure.
All right, Karen, give the phone number again, because I have one free doodle book. It is actually a 21-day Daniel Fast Daily Prayer Journal that is available, and we want to give that to the next caller. Give us a call.
That's right, and that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You could be the proud owner of a doodle book.
There's a call coming in right now.
Amen.
All right, so Maria was just telling us that her husband had gone cuckoo.
Yes.
Say it again. I like your accent.
Oh, my gosh. It's get cuckoo.
Cuckoo. But cuckoo. Tim, you're the guy. You're the guy that went cuckoo. You know what? I had met you before this season in your life, and I have to tell you, there were mornings, many mornings. I didn't call you every morning, every time God put you on my heart. But there were mornings I was in my devotions, and God just brought you to mind. Pray for Tim. Pray for Tim. Pray for Tim. And I know this was a, it was a very dark and challenging time. I'm sure for you, Maria, as well.
Why, very, very, very dark time.
Tim, tell us. Tell us what happened.
Well, with the help of my wife, thankfully, she took me to all these doctors and all these kinds of things.
So you sought help?
Oh, yeah, we sought help.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I had doctor's appointments constantly.
Every day.
They were doing tests of this and that and everything and couldn't find anything wrong. So we kind of discerned that it was a spiritual battle, and we had some elders of our church who came to my house and prayed for us, as well as you, Jonathan, who I remember exactly where I was when you called me and prayed for me. And so I think in the Bible where it says contact the elders and they'll lay their hands on you and pray for you and you will be healed, there is, that's a promise there.
James 5, it's for all of us.
That's right. And so that started a journey of healing. I also did some other disciplinary things, like started to exercise every day, which had been something that I had done for many, many years and then stopped. And we also changed location. I went to Europe for a while. All of a sudden, things just looked brighter. I cannot explain exactly why. But the cloud was starting to lift, and thankfully now, a year and a half later, I have been in wonderful health again. Absolutely, joy has entered. The joy of the Lord has entered my life. At this point in my life, I am so grateful, thankful on a daily basis. Maria and I thankfully pray gratefully every morning to the Lord for everything He does. Think of everything that He gives you. Health, money, air, water, food, transportation, health in order to work. Such things that I am so grateful for now. And so after going through that season, the my grateful meter, if you call it that,
gratitude
meter has gone off the scale. And so the Lord has restored me 100% and even more. So all I can say
is, how did prayer and fasting tie into that? How did prayer and fasting? Because I saw the two of you under this attack. It was a severe attack. It was like all guns were released on you. This was not a small thing. If you're in a family that it's like everything is torn apart and coming apart, that's where you guys were. But you continued to encourage people to fast and pray. You did not stop.
Even he was,
that's important, isn't it?
We didn't stop. We keep praying and praying, because after I have, this happened right away after I have a double like a pneumonia.
Yes.
After the pneumonia, he got sick, and after he got sick, and I was like, "Wow!" I could not even comprehend, because I was in that time also sick.
Right.
And then he finished. He get better sick to be sick. Now I get sick again.
Yeah, that's right. You had COVID too.
I know. So I was diagnosed with diabetes. I was diagnosed with a second degree heart failure.
Oh my!
Yeah. So through that period of time was not only, it was like a complete.
Both of you were under
both
attack.
Both of us. Both of us in the family. But the moment we ask for help, the moment we repent in remission, we go to reconciliation and restoration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The restoration part is the most important part, because we, in that time, God give us a wisdom. That's the prayer and fasting is important.
Yeah.
God to give you wisdom. Because if you don't have that wisdom, you have no way to...
You're talking spiritual wisdom.
Spiritual wisdom. Yeah. I'm not talking a world wisdom that you have to go to a science project. It's not about that. So we decide every single day we was watching preaching. Every single, maybe hundreds of videos, hundreds of information.
So you're feeding on the word.
Feeding in the word. Yeah. And the next things, I start praying for a joy. When the doctor told me you have a second degree of heart failure and your heart is hardened in the bottom of your heart is hardened and cannot pump blood, I say, I know what I did. I start hardening my heart in order to handle all this information, to handle all this, what happened to me.
Wow.
And I'm not going to mention my parents and my children.
Sure.
This is going to be for another time. But that, I say, when the doctor told me you have to take this medication, I said, I don't need a medication. I need the word of God. I need the word of God because I know where it's coming from. I know where it's coming from, and I start praying for joy. For a joy of the Lord,
for a breakthrough.
For a breakthrough, joy. I need the joy and peace. I don't care about anything else in my life except the joy of the Lord and the blessings. And when I start praying for that, not for only concentrating in the problem, step into the promise, not into the mess, I just say, mess, I can do deal anything with the mess because I leave this to God. But I can go to the promise of God. And I start doing it. I start meeting people. I start going to exercise. I start doing a healthy diet. I start disciplining myself.
The things you knew to do, but you had been distracted.
It distracted. And there is certain things I don't like to do.
Right, right.
But I was disciplined to do it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, and that's what I'm thinking with microscopically, every one of us, all the believers, we create a fear of God. In the same thing, we take this repentance and restoration, God is going to give a new joy, new season, and then he's going to heal our land. That's what our prayer for this season.
Healing of our land. So we have our own physical, in our own house, we have our relationships, we have our marital relationships, we have our children, grandchildren that we're looking to see saved. We have the congregational work of the kingdom that's in the areas that we continue to recognize enemies attacking different pastors and leaders, and we lift them up. But we have a national need to pray that this season is a true season of repentance, where we don't just change by swapping the name of the leaders, but there is a spiritual change by sending the demonic strongholds out the door and welcoming in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to be the wisdom and strength of our nation again. We really, really need to do that. You know, as you were talking, Marie, I was thinking about how blessed we are that we have godly doctors. We have doctors, and you know, Tim, you went and you pursued some help with that. But many times I think that tendency to examine the problem, we can get caught up in dissecting, examining, magnifying
the
problems. And there was a season in my life, and God has had to reteach this to me or remind me many times, where I was so busy telling God all about my problem. I just kept dissecting the problem. I was studying the problem. I kept telling God about all the details of the problem. And one day, God just ministered to me and said, why don't you tell your problem about your God?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was focused on the wrong thing.
On the problem.
And what God was saying to me is, you need to remember who I am. You need to get the joy back, because what is the joy of the Lord in our life? The joy of the Lord is the active presence of God that delivers us from the spirit of fear and timidity that would hinder us from being the strong believer that God's called us to be. That is absolutely awesome. So, Tim, since that time, here you are. You know, you've put a couple pounds back on. You look as healthy as, you know, as a 20-year-old. I'm not sure, you know.
No medicine.
No medicine. No medicine. What about you, Maria? You said you had sugar issues, heart issues, all kinds of issues. Where did they go?
Most of them, they're resolved.
Okay.
Because what happened is this, when they told me you have a heart issue can be spiritual in nature, can be physical, and can manifest physically. Because certain things in our body, they have a message. We have hormones. We have neurotransmitters.
Yep.
When we're under stress or we're under attack, we have tendency to produce this in a dose that are not needed.
Yep. Mm.
And that's how affecting our health. So the way when the doctor told me, oh, you have the heart rhythm is not right. You have whatever he mentioned I have. I'm thinking to myself, you have to take a beta blockers. He gave me two beta blockers and one heart medication, two diabetes medication.
Mm.
If you have to show you how many medication they give me in addition to thyroid. And so I was looking and I said, wow, that's really a lot. But then I'm thinking, when you're reading beta blocker, they say don't take caffeine. Don't take this caffeine.
Right.
How many times you know that you're not supposed to take green tea or coffee when you're in beta blockers? Nobody knows.
Mm.
So I say if the caffeine in the green tea has an effect on the heart, that means I have to take it away.
Mm.
So I say I'm not taking beta blocker to treat something that I'm endorsing.
Creating. Condition you're creating.
So this is, according to me, it's a creation. The next creation is I am trying to harden my heart, and the Bible is against that. This is very, very important, not to harden your heart.
You know, that's an important part. I think we need to pull that out, that sometimes we are under attack, and this was a spiritual attack. It was a book.
Spiritual
attack. Here you are writing a book, putting together a cookbook that's good, that now is available, a Daniel Fast cookbook that's available, and you are focused on pursuing God. You come under this tremendous attack, and yet in our flesh sometimes we get caught up trying to carry that burden and figure it out, and in the process you came under a physical attack.
Yes, it's extremely, it was very painful, and at the same time I'm looking at my husband.
At him, yeah.
And he's every single time he told me his problem, and that I say, that's it. Put your shoes, we're going to Europe. I don't want to have to see anybody who is going to remind me of the problem.
Yeah.
We're going to step into the promise. We're going to go to Europe, and you're going to learn how to live.
Amen.
No using English.
So God actually brought both of you to a place of restored health.
Yes.
And that's where you are today.
Yes.
And you're here to encourage our listeners to not accept any condition that's less than God's best as God's plan for your life. Why would you accept anything less than God's best as his plan for your life? Don't do it. Join us this year. You may say, well, I've never experienced a healing like that. I've never gone through something like that. Never experienced a supernatural moving of God in my life. Why not now? Why not now? Why not in 2025?
Yeah, exactly.
Make this a year, your year, where you press into some new ground.
Yeah.
That's why they call it new year.
New year.
It's not old year, old habits, old thoughts, old mindset, old processes. It's new year, and that's why we do this at the beginning of the year, to set the stage for the entire year.
Starting tomorrow, 21 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not starving.
No.
It's eating. It's following a biblical diet that Daniel had.
Yeah.
The webpage again?
The website is danielfast.org. There's no spaces. It's just danielfast.org.
And you'll find there the books, whether you want to doodle or you're a non-doodler. Either way, the content is there. And, of course, the cookbook is available as well. David, what do you have to say?
I've just been caught up in what y'all been I've been doodling, too, by the way.
See that?
David's been doodling.
David's a doodler.
The thing, we need to always be reminded. I don't care how long you've been walking with the Lord. Reminding, these are spiritual essentials.
Yes, spiritual.
And it's getting back to those spiritual essentials. We need the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and I've been walking with the Lord over 40 years, almost 50 years.
And you're that old.
I'm that old. Believe me. Like Tim, I'm not going to tell you how old.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
But I'm older than Tim. But we can't ever forget that God loves to get us back to basics, because we ourselves wander off in places. I'm interested in this detail and that detail, but you know, we have to get back. And I've just been reminded again today. Well, that's wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. Karen, you've been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
You haven't faced any problem challenges, have you?
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
Challenge free. Yeah.
But I think about fasting as when you decide you want to get serious with the Lord about something. You know, you have to make up your mind to do a thing. And like I talk about at home, I have my place where I pray in the office, but then I have a closet. So when I really need to talk to the Lord, I go into the closet, you know, when it's like I'm shutting everything else out because I really want to hear from God. And I think that that's what he desires of us,
yes.
You know, that we want, he wants